Okay, good morning, and nice to see you again. Today we're going to begin with lesson three, which again is more about religion. What we'll do is go through the questions, and I also have related questions, and maybe some of the questions bring up past questions that we've had last week or the week before. Okay, and we'll go through this, and if we have time, then I will also review questions we've had since lesson 1, 2, and 3. Because part of these answers today will probably be very short, and so they don't take much time, and maybe you'll have more chance to practice these answers, so we'll see how we go. So first question today is, what kinds or what types of Buddhist statues are there? And when I check the model answer, if just a couple things, what I have done is added the part about what stage they are at in Buddhism. So, for example, statues, the answer says, statues of Buddha can be divided into three groups. The first is Nyodai, who wears simple clothes. Okay, instead of a simple cloth. I find that people have more trouble pronouncing this, and it doesn't come across very clear. So you might want to say simple clothes instead of a simple cloth. You can also say simple, like a robe. I don't know if that's real what he's wearing, but wearing a simple robe, something like that. So your answer sounds clear. Okay, it's not a problem with the word, it's the pronunciation sometimes doesn't become clear. So I have put the first in the Rai who wears simple clothes without much decoration and has reached enlightenment. Okay, so he's the real Buddha. He's reached enlightenment. Okay, the second one is the Bosatsu, or the Bodhisattva, who has a crown, earrings, leg rings, and ornaments, and is searching for enlightenment and helping others. Okay, and the third one is the Myo, whose face expresses anger towards evil and protects us. Okay, so just something about what their function is or where their stage is in Buddhism. Let me just ask you, do any of you have four types of statues? No, you all have three. Excuse me, everybody has three types? You have five types. Yeah, they get different numbers from different people. I don't really think there's a scientific answer which is correct or not correct. Okay, so maybe I'll have you say what your answers are. I've heard there's a fourth type of something called Tembu. And again, it's kind of hard to distinguish between, you know, some of the statues, what they do and are. But anyway, I'll start with you. And let me see what you have. What is your answer for what kinds of Buddhist statues are there?
There are three types of Buddhist statues. Nyorai, Bosatsu, and Myowo. Nyorai is a Buddha, which is an honorific title.
Which is an honorific title?
Honorific title.
Okay.
Given to those who have attained enlightenment.
Okay.
And the statue of Nyorai wears a simple clothes without much decoration. And Bosatsu is Bodhisattva, who is not yet a Buddha.
Okay.
But they has advanced very far on the Buddhist path. And it wears many accessories such as earrings, crown, and leg rings, and other ornaments. And the last one is Myowo, literally means king of knowledge, who is a deity known as Wisdom King in English. Its face expresses anger towards evil.
Okay, good. Can you give me an example of a famous Nyodai statue? Not sure. Okay. You want her to answer? Do you know which one is a famous Nyodai statue?
I know that Nyodai in Yakushiji Temple in Nara.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that one, but does everyone agree? Is that okay? Yeah? All right. All right, good. I'm thinking of even more famous, but okay. Anyway, let's have you answer. You want to answer the question?
Okay.
And what types of Buddhist statues are there?
There are three types of Buddhist statues. One is Nyorai, who has been already enlightened, and its hairstyle is tight curls.
Okay.
Then the second is Bosatsu, who is training for enlightenment and wears bracelets, earrings, and leg charms and other ornaments.
Okay.
And the third is Myo-o, whose face expresses anger, and it protects us.
Okay, good. All right, that's fine. Let's see what she has to say.
There are roughly two Buddhist statues. The first type is the statue of Buddha having reached enlightenment. The second type of the statue represents Bodhisattva. It stands for a person still remaining in the world and helping others to reach enlightenment.
Okay.
The easiest way to distinguish between the two is that they are dressed differently. And while Buddha only wears a simple, very simple vestment because of renouncing the world, and while Bodhisattva dress up with many accessories because of it symbolizes a loyal prince before reaching enlightenment.
Okay, good. Probably in your answer you have the Nyorai wears simple clothes because he, what did he renounce the world? Or
renouncing the world.
Yeah, I would say renouncing the material world.
Oh, material world. Okay.
Yeah, do you understand? Because so it's like they don't need clothes, they don't need much of anything. Oh. So material things, so we would probably say material world. Mm-hmm. Okay? Good, and then her answer, of course, is divided into basically two, because when you think of that, either the Nyorai is a Buddha, and the Bosatsu is not Buddha, so that's maybe why the definition is two. Okay, and what do you think is a famous Nyorai statue?
Nyorai statue, if I remember correctly, there is one famous Nyorai in Kofukuji in Nara. Is that right?
Kofukuji in... I think, see, that's what I've heard, Kofukuji, is that Ashura?
Ashura.
But I heard that's the Tembu type or something. Anyway, what do you think, now, everybody, what are the two most famous statues in Japan? Nara and Kamakura. Aren't those Nyorai type?
Yes.
Yeah, they have a curly hair, they're Buddha, they have a simple clothes. Yeah? You look confused. You're okay? Yeah, that's the Nyorai. Yeah, as far as I know, yeah, they're Nyorai type because they're the real Buddha and they have curly hair and they don't wear many clothes, no crown. So those are the two most famous, I think. When you said Yakushiji, I go, oh, okay, you know, but I'll have to look and check that one to see what it looks like. Okay. And let's go to her for the same question. You have a different. I think you've added some
yes,
different aspect.
Online,
okay.
I found five types.
Okay,
of
let's
Buddhist
listen.
Statues.
Sure. Okay.
Just say five types: Nyorai, Bosatsu, Myo-o, Ten, and Hachibushu.
Okay.
And Nyorai, the highest in rank. Originally meant Shaka or Buddha, the founder of Buddhism. But later, Dainichi Nyorai, Amitabha Tathagata, and Yakushi Nyorai, the healing Buddha, are included.
Okay.
Bosatsu. Bosatsu is the second in rank, next in line. And there are Kannon Bosatsu, Miroku Bosatsu, and etc. Many Bosatsus.
Okay.
And Myo-o, next to Bosatsu, who teaches and leads person who doesn't become a believer of Buddhism yet.
Okay.
And number 4, 10, the guardian deity. And number 5, Hachibushu, guardian deity to protect Buddhism, such as Asura, dragon, etc. Hmm. And both Myo-o, maybe 10 too, and Hachibushu, they have angry faces, expressing anger toward evils and protectors.
Okay, good. All right. That's fine. Yeah, as I say, I think, as I say, it's not a real scientific thing. I mean, if you really study history and study your statues, you know. Now, so I've heard that the Asura, from other people, I've heard Asura was considered 10, but you have it down as the other kind. Yeah. There's a, what is that, Kofukuji? Is that in Kyoto? Nara. Nada, and that's supposed to be 10, I heard from other students. I don't really know, but I think, basically, I think if you tell about these types, the two types, the Nyorai and Bosatsu are basically the Buddha type, and then the other kind, the Myo and this 10, all have angry faces, so they're like the angry face type. So that's why I think this, they're talking about three main groups. The Buddha to become, Bosatsu, and then the angry face type, which I think there's different distinctions between them, but most people, if you don't study, don't really know. So that's why I put something like the Myo as the angry face type. Myo and others like are the angry face type. Where, for example, is a Myo type statue, angry face statue that's kind of famous?
東大寺 南大門?
Oh, okay. They have a famous... Yeah, there is there two? Oh, I forget in 東大寺. But I think usually there's two, right? Right. The other one I'm thinking of is what? Asakusa? At the Kaminarimon. Those are considered, I guess, the angry face type. I guess I would consider the Myo type that are trying to protect and keep away evil. Okay. So anyway, what do you have for an answer of what kind of Buddhist statues are there?
Statues of Buddha is divided into three groups.
Okay.
First one is Nyorai, who wears simple clothes. Second one is Bosatsu, who wears a crown, bracelet, anklet. And other
amulets? So,
well, leg rings.
Leg rings, okay.
And other ornaments. And the third one is Myo, whose face expresses anger and protects us from evil spirits.
Hmm. Okay, good. I think that's fine. Good. And I think it was mentioned, what kind of statue is Kannon? Do you know which Kannon, what kind of statue would Kannon be?
Hase Kannon? You're saying about the examples?
Yeah, okay. What Kannon is what type of statue?
Bosatsu.
Yeah, Kannon is Bosatsu. So, like the one in Hase, the most famous one is Hase Dera
Bosatsu,
and
yes.
Kamakura, right?
Yeah.
Good. So, it's good to know, like, as I say, the extra questions. What statue is, you know, Nyorai? Well, Nara is that type. And then Hase Dera whereas a Kamakura is the Bosatsu type, that's a Kannon, and then the Kaminarimon, the what's it, Daijin and Ujin or something? What's the name?
Daijin and Fujin.
Daijin and Fujin, yeah.
Son of God.
And the other one's the wind, right? Right. So those two are like the Myo, the angry face type. Okay. All right, let's just have everybody just answer this question. What types of Buddhist statues are there?
Okay, I would like to explain three material, the ranks, and the sizes of the statues.
Okay.
As for the material, most of them, the statues are made of wood, but some of them are made of bronze or stone.
Mm-hmm.
As for the ranks, Shaka, no, Nyorai or Buddha is the highest ranked. And Bosatsu, followed by Bosatsu, and then God.
And then?
The gods.
Gods, okay.
Okay. Nyorai and or Bosatsu are already enlightened, while Bosatsu are in process to enlightenment.
Okay.
And gods, and the role of gods is to protect Nyorai and Bosatsu. As for the sizes, they range from the great image of Buddha in Nara of Todai's temple, which is 18 meters high, and to the Kannon Bosatsu statue in Sensoji Temple in Asakusa, which is only five centimeters high.
Okay, right, good. Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah, I know. Aren't there some other real tall ones made of concrete or something?
Yes, it's in Ushiku.
Where is that?
In Ibaraki Prefecture.
Oh, Ibaraki.
Yeah, now, over 50 meters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I've seen some on TV shows.
Yes.
Isn't there one in also Boso?
Yeah, it's Boso.
You see Ibaraki, no? Is that the one?
Oh, yes, yes. It's not Boso. It's Ibaraki, yes. But
Ibaraki.
Close to Chiba Prefecture.
Yeah, but I think there's one if you go down Boso.
Boso?
Uchibo. If you go on the Uchibo, there's, you can see this big statue of Kannon from the train. I maybe, you know, that's 100 years ago and I did saw that, but maybe it's not there. But I think there's also a real tall one there. So there's several that, Kannon especially is kind of a slender type. So some of them are tall, made out of maybe, possibly concrete or stone or something. Okay, good. Does anyone have any comments or anything you want to check about this answer?
My question is that when you say types, what types, it means just the ranks of different statues, or as I said, I can include all other things?
Your answer is fine. It gives some interesting information, the size and what they're made of. That I think is fine. Okay, but also make, like you did include the ranks, I guess, if that's the way you want to say, right? There, I think the main thing, there's, you know, the Buddha type that's already enlightened, the Buddha to be, which is the Bosatsu, and then the angry face type to keep away evil and guide people or something is, you know, the main three types. So I think that was fine. In your answer, did you? I was trying to listen, but I think, did you say that Nyorai and Bosatsu are both enlightened?
Yes.
Are they both enlightened? See, I thought Bosatsu was trying to be enlightened.
No. I said Bosatsu are in process to enlighten.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because I thought before that you said Nyorai and Bosatsu are.
Nyorai and Buddha.
Oh. Okay.
Nyorai and Buddha.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, good. I think we've covered this pretty well. Taken a long time, so. Let's go to the next question. And that is, why do Japanese clap their hands at Shinto shrines? And before we start this, maybe some of you have seen this question. Maybe some of you, this is the first time to see this. To be honest, how many of you knew that clapping hands was to pay respect? Did you know? Well, no, I mean, how many of you knew? Some students I have say, oh, I didn't know. I thought this was to bring attention to the god. Yeah, a lot of students say, oh, they thought they didn't know that it was actually to pay respect. It's mostly like to bring attention, you know. So that's what probably most Japanese think. But technically, I guess this is what it's supposed to be, to show respect, okay? Okay, what this answer has is... I didn't change too much. All I've done is in, for example, the second line, they have that the worshiper, if you don't like that word, just say people. So that people wish to call attention of the Shinto god. I have taken out kami because it sounds, when you hear this attention of kami or Shinto god, it doesn't it sounds a little hard to catch that. And then on the third line, the historically speaking I took out. I don't think you necessarily need to say that. If you like it, of course, it's fine. I'm just making it shorter so you have less to memorize. Okay? And on the last line, well, it's not the last, it's the last full line, and they have the Shinto shrine or altar. Again, I think if you take out altar, it just makes it easier to understand. Okay, so let's start again with this question. Why do Japanese clap their hands at Shinto shrines?
Japanese people clap their hands in order to pay their respect to Shinto god. In ancient times, when people receive a gift from a person in higher position, they clap their hands before receiving the gift. Mm-hmm. And also at the imperial court, they clap their hands to express their respect to the emperor.
Okay, sure. So that's why people clap their hands.
Clap their hands at the shrines.
Okay, good. I think I asked this last week, but how many times do people clap their hands when they go pray at a shrine?
The offering hall threw a coin into the offertory box and they bow deeply twice and clap their hands twice. Mm-hmm. And then bow one more time and then pray.
Okay, is that... Yeah, so they really just clap twice?
Twice, yeah.
You bow... You make two bows, you clap twice, and then you bow again, right? So you really basically clap twice. Yeah? Okay, yeah. So that's fine. She was mentioning offertory box. Does everybody know offertory box? Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. Which is saisenbako? Is that the word? Japanese is easier than English. And if you don't like that word, you could say collection box. Sometimes in churches, they say, please, we'll pass the collection box around. And in church, people pass the little box and put money in it, and it goes around and around. So collection box is okay. Offertory is O-F-F-E-R-A-T-O-R-Y, offertory box, which is a little difficult to say. So collection box is fine. Okay. Good. Let's go up. And you might pass the microphone. Well, the same question. Why do Japanese people clap their hands at Shinto shrines?
Historically, people clap their hands to pay their respect. In the ancient times, people clap their hands at the ceremonies held at the imperial court or when receiving a gift from a person in a high position. And the people... clap. So now people clap their hands to pay their respect to the god in front of the shrine.
Okay. In Shinto shrines, there's a little bell on a rope. When do people ring that?
Firstly, I rung the bell. Ring the bell. Then clap twice. Bow twice.
So order? You bow twice and then clap twice? Everybody gets confused.
Bow twice. Bow twice, then clap
twice. Yeah, there's some Japanese 2-2 something. Yeah? So let's try it again. So what about ringing the bell? When do you ring the bell? Before you pray, after you pray?
Before I pray.
Right. And usually I heard you throw the money into the offertory box first and then ring the bell? Probably, right. Mm. So you want to answer? When do you ring the bell?
Before I pray, I ring the bell.
Okay.
And then throw the coins to the offertory box.
Okay, I'm sure no one's going to say, oh, you did it the wrong order. You know, I'm sure they appreciate your money. They don't care when you ring the bell and put the money. But I thought you put the money first, is the first thing you do is throw the money? and then ring the bell, and then you bow twice, clap twice, and then bow again.
Okay.
Okay, all right, we should go to the Shinto shrine and practice, right? Okay, let's ask the same question. Why do Japanese clap their hands at Shinto shrines?
Clapping hands in front of a Shinto shrine means that the people make sure the Shinto deity is listening to you. And clapping hands is an ancient form of paying respect in Japan. In ancient times, people clapped their hands at ceremonies held at the imperial court or when receiving a gift from a person in a high position.
Okay.
Today the people is showing respect to the deity by clapping their hands before a Shinto shrine.
Okay. Why are there pebbles at shrines and temples?
the pebbles can be found in many temples and shrines, and that means to ward off the evil spirits, because when people walking on the pebbles, it makes the sound.
Okay.
And the in Shinto and temples, it means to ward off the evil spirits.
Okay. To ward off evil spirits. Okay, we'll practice some other time. Tell me, why do Japanese clap their hands at Shinto shrines?
Clapping hands is an ancient form of paying respect in Japan. In ancient times, people clapped their hands at ceremonies held at the imperial court or when receiving a gift from a person in a high position. And therefore, clapping hands before Shinto shrine is paying respect to deity in the shrine.
Okay, good. I'll ask you the same question. Why are there pebbles at temples and shrines?
Pebbles are there to ward off evils and also purify the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And isn't there one more maybe thing?
To keep the kimono clean?
Well, okay, that's all. Keep the kimono clean. Or I heard it's people like to listen to the sound also. It calms your, makes you feel calm.
Yes.
Is that another thing? I mean, yeah, what you're saying is true. It keeps the wards off the evil spirits, and it's like purifies by with the sound. But people also, when they walk, it makes kind of an interesting sound, and so maybe people
reminding
like...
they are nearing to the... deity.
Yeah, that's right. So reminding to be calm and so. Okay, good. Let's go to question. Is everyone okay? Or before we go, I'm just wondering, does anyone have any question about number two? Something in your answer you want me to check? Basically, I'm sure everyone's saying that it's, you know, because of the, because of paying respect. It's to use clapping hands is to pay respect, okay? Yeah, all right, if not, let's go to question three. Question three says, why do Japanese worship at both Buddhist temples and Shinto shrines? And just a minute, thank you. Just a minute, and I would just like to say this first three or four lines are kind of complicated. And what I have done is, let's see, I just put here, I crossed out almost, the only thing in the first line I keep is Buddhism. Everything else I cross out. But you listen to what I have. I say, Buddhism incorporated Hinduism into itself. Something similar to this is what happened in Japan. Shinto, which has many gods, incorporated Buddhism rather than excluding the foreign gods. Therefore, Japanese have traditionally regarded Buddhist deities as some of the many gods to worship. Another reason is that both Buddhism and Shinto tolerate other religions. Therefore, they have respect for each other and can coexist. Okay, it's a little bit complicated, but what is missing here is that there are certain religions that there's no compromise, there's only one God, and that's Christianity and Hinduism, or Muslim. You understand? So if Christianity had come here, you'd have to decide, Christianity or Shinto. Christians don't allow anything but Christianity. Muslims allow no other religion but Muslims. So they would fight. Where Buddhism and Shintoism both accept other religions and other gods, and therefore they actually made a good combination, so therefore Japanese feel comfortable going to both places, because both religions can work together well. Okay?
Another idea.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
My understanding is shrines deal with this world.
Okay.
Whereas temples put importance on the other world.
Okay.
That's the difference. And so consequently, Japanese visit shrines on special occasions, New Year's, births, and marriages, such happy occasions.
Okay.
And also pray for good luck on business and examinations,
mm-hmm.
and protection for... protection against misfortunes.
Right.
But funeral at the temples for funerals and the memorial services, and also temples sell cemetery spaces.
Right. Right.
They own and sell, and. So when Obon comes,
mm-hmm.
I visit graveyard, but before visiting, we listen to a priest's sermon before a graveyard
right.
pilgrimage.
Right. Okay, so that's something sure you could add.
So they can coexist
right.
fine.
Okay.
Because they are dealing mainly differently.
Differently, okay. Things. That's a different aspect, sure. Okay, so anyway, that's... some ideas there. What did you have for an answer? Why do Japanese worship at both Buddhist temples and Shinto shrines?
At first, Shinto was developed in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and Shinto worships everything. Shinto considers in everything there is a god.
Okay.
So when Buddhism came into Japan in the 6th century, Shintoism didn't deny Buddhism at all.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, it incorporated together. And nowadays, when we look around my neighborhood, I can find so many Shinto shrines, from very small ones. So Shinto is attached to our daily life,
mm-hmm.
so strongly. And these days, the role of two religions is divided. Role is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Shinto takes care of marriage, and Buddhism takes care of our funerals.
Hmm. Okay, sure. Yeah, so that's why. That's fine. Good. Okay. How about for you? Why do Japanese worship at both Buddhist temples and Shinto shrines?
Oh, this is not unreasonable to Japanese. Fundamentally, Buddhism is for individuals, and Shinto is for the communities. Therefore, these two coexist in the hearts of our Japanese, without contradiction from the ancient times.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, these two religions were merged, and temples and shrines have been located at the same places for a long time, to the Meiji Restoration. Until the Meiji Restoration.
Okay.
Mm. Today, people worship at shrines for good luck regarding businesses.
Regarding business.
Uh-huh. Heart, bath.
Okay.
And health, etc. At shrine, at temples, they worship their ancestors and those and relatives who passed away. So it's So it has no contradiction.
Right. Okay. Good. Let's try once more. Good. Let's see what your answer is. Why do Japanese pray at Buddhist temples and Shinto shrines?
Yes, it's a difficult question, but I think Shinto is Japanese origin, and it is believed that the Japanese emperors are descendants of the Shinto god.
Okay.
So for Japanese, Shinto is a special religion, and also Shinto did not deny the Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
And Bukyo came to Japan in 6th century, and
Bukyo is Buddhism, right?
Bukyo is Buddhism. Uh-huh. Okay. Came to Japan in 6th century and became a national religion supported by imperial family.
Mm-hmm.
They made many temples and shrines, so therefore Japanese people naturally worship at both.
Mm. Okay, right. That's fine. Good. You know, one of the other things is, as you say, that's the other thing. He said that, you know, the Shinto is more like for community. Buddhism is for individuals. One of the things, Buddhism was a new concept, I think, in Japan, because in Buddhism, you pray for this enlightenment or these types of things, where Shinto, you pray, how do I say, it's more... You pray for thanks in Shinto, or Buddhism, you pray for help, or, you know, maybe, I'm not sure if you can understand what I mean, but there's a little bit of difference that Buddhism was the first time people prayed, let's worship Buddhist God, and therefore the epidemics would go away, disease would go away, you know, people would have food, no famines. So that's kind of why Buddhism was introduced, to pacify the nation. So praying to a god, where, you know, the Shinto religion, you pray, what, little different things? Do you understand what I'm meaning? Something like
that.
Maybe the same?
Yeah, mainly family matters I pray to temple.
Ah, okay, family matters she prays, the temple, an individual thing you pray... Or yeah, I'm not sure. People Shinto also pray for good luck. They pray to pass their examinations and things. But, you know, there's something like that too. It's hard to describe, but I think what you pray for is a little different in that term, that Buddhism was a new concept, to pray for God's blessing, to pray for peace, to pray for, you know, food, things like this.
Kamidana.
Do you want to pass that to her? Uh-huh.
Kamidana in our old houses, Kamidana, uh-huh. Each house had the god shelf.
The is little it miniature altar, small altar.
Is it connected to Shinto shrine?
Well, I think the Kamidana is Shinto, right?
Uh-huh. And yeah. Shinto shrine, compact one, we can find even on top of tall buildings, very modern.
Oh, yes, yes.
Tall buildings. Mm. So everywhere in Japan, I think.
Right, right. Okay. And people don't usually have Buddhist altars unless they have, you know, some death or something, right? The Buddhist altar comes, Butsudan comes in for...
Say thanks to ancestors.
Right, for ancestors. So if you don't have any... death or someone who's died, you don't really have Butsudan, but a lot of people have Kamidana, right? Maybe now in new mansions it's a little harder, but some people have. Okay, is everybody okay about this? Yeah. Okay, she wants me to check her answer. Sure. Why do Japanese worship at both Buddhist temples and Shinto shrines?
During the Heian period, the idea that Shinto gods are assumed identities of Buddha widely spread, and the mixture of Shintoism and Buddhism accelerated then. And more.
Accelerated?
Ah, sorry. Accelerated.
Okay.
Can I say in other words?
Maybe grew?
Grew. Moreover, Shinto is the original religion of Japan and has many gods, so people easily accepted to pray both Buddhism and Shintoism.
Right. Okay. I think that word accelerated means speed up, but probably just grow would maybe be easier to say. And, you know, the other point is, too, again, I mentioned, but also Buddhism accepts other religions or doesn't, respects other religions, their beliefs. And that's also as important on both sides, that both religion can respect each other. And that's why it works well, where some religions don't. Christianity and Islam does not believe in anything but only their own, and there's no compromise. And so, okay, that sounds fine. Anything else? Let's go on then to question number 4, which is a very, very long answer for a question about why are weddings held at Shinto shrines and funerals at Buddhist temples. The first, you know, you can say as much as you want to say in this answer, okay? Some of it is not really needed as much as other parts, so I'm going to let you be the judge of that. What I have done with this first part, though, is just the first three lines I have changed, and I've simplified it, and I have in my answer, in the past, Japanese wedding ceremonies had no religious meaning. Each household simply had a gathering to celebrate the event according to local traditions, period. So all of this, the standards of the time and the rules of the local community, I just put into local traditions. So you take, if you want to, you don't have to memorize all of that part. After that, it depends on what you want to say. So it was in the Meiji period that weddings first became held at the Shinto shrine. That's fine. But you could also just say, you know, Emperor Taisho was married in a Shinto ceremony in 1900, so after that, it became more like a common practice. Again, so you can simplify a lot of this. So I will let you try and see how your answers are. Again, if you want to memorize a long answer, it's fine. If you want to make it shorter, that's your choice. I think the basic things are there. And you know, like, and then the part about the Buddhism, you know, so basically, I forget, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Line 7, they have, or is it 7 or 6, where it says, also Shinto, also while Shinto, do you see that? Is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Line 6, also while Shinto viewed and avoided death as an impurity. I simply made that. Also, Shinto views death as an impurity, Buddhism doesn't. So Buddhism gradually became associated with funerals. Again, you could shorten a lot of these things. So that's just, you know, what I have here. So let's try, why are weddings and Shinto shrines, Pastor, why are weddings and Shinto shrines, weddings held at Shinto shrines and funerals at Buddhist temples?
The two major religions in Japan, Buddhism and Shintoism, are branded in practice, and they are coexisting and accepted.
Mm-hmm. Or both accepted.
Both accepted.
Okay.
And they create multicultural environment. And Shinto shrines are generally used to celebrate and mark their turning points, such as turning point of their life, such as birth and weddings. While on the other hand, the Buddhist temples are used for funerals and for answering questions about their afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for dealing with the suffering, suffering that comes with death.
Mm-hmm.
And practice and ceremonies regarding the life are conducted in Shinto shrine, Shinto style, and funerals are held in Buddhist style. And because death is considered a source of impurity.
In Shintoism.
Mm-hmm. So that is why that death is left to Buddhism.
Right, which doesn't believe. That death is impure. Okay, good. All right, yeah, so the main point, the last sentence is important. So Shintoism believes that death is an impurity and Buddhism doesn't. Okay, just something like that would make your answer nice ending. Okay, let's go to her. Why do people have weddings at Shinto shrines and funerals at Buddhist temples?
If I got such questions from foreigner,
okay.
And I say my own opinion.
Sure.
It's a very complicated thing. So I just mentioned before, my understanding is shrine, there is this world, and temples, there is the other world.
Okay.
So that's the starting point for my thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. And consequently, Japanese visit shrines on special happy occasions, such as New Year's Day, births, and marriages. And they might also play for good luck on business or examinations.
Okay.
Or for protection against misfortunes. Mm. And on the other hand, Japanese visit temples when funeral services and other services like memorial services are conducted. That's death-related services. Mm. And also, present day, most temples own and manage and sell cemetery spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So during Obon season, such Buddhistic...
Buddhist?
Buddhist ceremonies.
Uh-huh.
We visit ancestors' graves after listening Buddhist priest's sermon at the temple hall. Mm.
Okay.
That's good. My understanding.
That's your answer. Okay. I think, to me, this whole answer is very long. The key is the sentence I mentioned that, Shinto views death as impurity or as impure, and Buddhism doesn't. So that's why, death... events dealing with death are left up to Buddhism. So that's kind of like a key part of the reason why. I know people, the explanation, people go to shrines for weddings and happy life events, and people go to funerals for temples for funerals, which are maybe unfortunate and not happy. But, the reason is because Shinto believes that death is impure, while the Buddhism doesn't have that type of concept. Okay. Another reason too, this is not based on religion, it's based on economics. But didn't a lot of temples, especially was it during the Meiji period, start offering cemetery space because they needed money?
Sure.
He mentioned something last week, right? Yeah, he mentioned something like that last bit, that's true.
Right?
Your answer includes that?
Yes.
This week?
Yes.
Okay, let's go her turn, and then we'll go to his turn. Let's see. But, yeah, go ahead and answer this. But I think part of it is technically economical, that Buddhism thought, well, this is a good chance to make money. Let's do funerals. You have to pay maintenance fee and everything. When in America, if somebody dies, they have a funeral. Well, you don't do anything. You bring flowers, maybe, but you don't pay any extra. But in Japan, Buddhist temples collect money every year. And families fight that we paid last year. You have to pay this. We don't have money, right? So anyway, what's your answer for number four?
This is completely my own opinion.
Okay.
Shrine is playing the role just like church in Western world.
Okay.
So at the shrine, people. Do wedding ceremony and
ceremonies.
After
mm-hmm.
ceremonies mm-hmm. and after that people have party.
Okay.
After in 1900, mm-hmm. Emperor Taisho had his marriage ceremony in Shinto Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
It became a kind of fashion in Japan, okay. to have a wedding at the shrines.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely my own opinion.
Okay.
On the other hand, Buddhism, to believe in Buddhism, mm. means after our life, mm. after death, viewpoint is spotted after death world.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddhism started to take care of funerals. And as he said, we worship our ancestors a lot. So after 1 year or third year, seventh year, 13th year, we still want to visit to pay our respect to our ancestors, the dead people. So temple can get earn a lot of money.
Right. Well, okay, yeah, that's
but,
true.
But not for, main purpose is not for money. Our worship,
yeah.
We miss our father or grandfather,
sure.
ancestors a lot.
Okay.
So even they long time pass, we want to pay respect toward our ancestors. Oh,
okay, all right, good. It's a little bit long.
Sorry.
All right, but I would just go, well, so Shinto basically deals with, well, someone I think maybe you mentioned, but Shinto deals with life events, living events, right? And accepts living events. But Buddhism deals with, you know, death events also, where Shinto doesn't really deal with death events, afterlife events. So Buddhism is left to take care of that. Okay, so living events and, you know, death events, kind of two different angles. And Shintoism believes that death is not pure. Buddhism doesn't have this belief, so it's able to handle funerals. Okay, let's listen to your answer for this. Why do they do this?
From old times, wedding was conducted in a house. And in front of a hanging scroll depicting a god and a goddess, which were the symbols of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the time, it was the Meiji period that the wedding in shrine spread out throughout Japan. Taisho Emperor held wedding ceremony in a shrine.
Held
wedding ceremony in a shrine. That influenced the common people. As for funerals, practice in the ceremony followed the ancient practice in a house.
Okay.
As for funerals, just after Buddhism came to Japan, Buddhism priest.
Buddhist priest?
Buddhist priest play a role of funeral instead of the Shinto priest gradually.
Okay.
I mean gradually replaced.
Okay.
By priest monks.
And why did they do this? Well, that's the thing. The important thing, the key is why. Why did they do this?
As you said, and many people said, Shinto is, I'm not so sure, but Shinto is said to not like the impurity. I'm not so sure about that.
Mm, okay. Okay.
Anyway, so at the beginning of Edo period, funerals by the Buddhism priests became common throughout Japan because of the regulation by the shogunate, Edo shogunate. Although Shinto funerals are increasing right now, a little bit, gradually. I don't know why, but it's true.
Okay. All right, yeah, this answer I get is not real easy to answer. The point is I don't want you to just talk about, you know, well, oh yeah, we have wedding ceremonies and we do, you know, these in Shinto shrines because Emperor Taisho did it. And we do funerals at Buddhist ceremonies, at Buddhist temples because they have cemeteries. So you're not, what I'm saying is that's kind of superficial. Yes, you do do the temple, the funeral at temple because they have cemeteries, and you do the Shinto wedding because Emperor Taisho did that and it became popular. But the background is because of these beliefs, I believe, I keep saying that Shinto death is considered impure, so therefore it's better to have Buddhism do funerals because Buddhism doesn't believe that. So that's kind of the key. And, you know, so something like that. Or Buddhism deals with life and death, where Shinto prefers to deal with only life activities, living activities. Okay? Is that all right, everybody? I think that's the keys. Those are the key items there. Not just, the things that happen that at the funeral. Yeah, we do funerals at, you know, Buddhist temples, and we do obon there, and you know, people pray to their ancestors. Yes, I know, but why? Why there instead of the shrine? So that's the distinction. Okay. What I want to do is go on to question 5. Or let's take a break and we'll finish these, because these rest of these don't take too long. Okay? Yeah. Jizo takes a little longer than the other ones, are kind of fast. And then they have lots of, maybe try to fit in lots of extra questions for practice. Okay? All right.